This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As he listened to the guilty verdict, Edgar Ray Killen was breathing through an oxygen tube. At the age of 80, the former Klansman was convicted of one of the most notorious crimes of the civil rights era. A mixed-race jury in Mississippi found him guilty of manslaughter for the deaths of three civil rights workers in 1964. This morning, we'll hear the response of one victim's widow. First, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the response in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
As news of Killen's conviction spread around the Philadelphia town square, local citizens emerged from storefronts, some nodding their heads, others with wide smiles on their faces.
I'm just happy that some sense of justice has been served. Even if it wasn't murder, I'm just glad. It's taken all this time and it needed to be done.
Charlene Johnson stood on the corner across from the courthouse with a small group of women watching family members of the victims pass by.
My heart goes out to her. My heart goes out to her.
She was talking about Rita Bender, widow of Michael Schwerner, who, along with James Cheney and Andrew Goodman, were killed by a gang of local Klansmen for working to register black voters. Killen, who helped plan the attack, was the first person ever charged with murder by the state of Mississippi for the crime, later made famous in the movie Mississippi Burning. After Killen was convicted, Neshoba County District Attorney Mark Duncan said, "For too long, people here have borne the burden for what was done by a handful of people 41 years ago.
We won't be painted or described and known throughout the world by a Hollywood movie anymore. Today, the people of Neshoba County have spoken up for themselves and told the world who we really are, and I'm proud to be one of you."
As Duncan spoke, members of a local coalition that had been calling for prosecution stood watching, tears welling up in their eyes. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Philadelphia, Mississippi.